my number one concern. How do they get after the quarterback? Well, it just got a little tougher because reports are that Ashton Gelati ruptured his plantar fascia.
Oh, that's why he left with a foot injury?
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah, this is a guy that we were wondering, could he take a step forward in his second year? But it's a, quote, rupture plantar fascia. It's a tear. Now, we don't know what the exact prognosis is on that. Also, Jeff Caldwell has a hyperextended knee, but who cares? Plantar fascia for
how long does that keep you out?
I mean, I don't, no clue. No idea. I mean, if you told me it's the season, I would believe it. If you told me it was 2 months, I'd believe it. I don't know, guys.
I think it's fair to guess or assume 2 months, though. For a tear like that, I would assume it's at least.
He's a pup list candidate now, isn't he? Can't he still be on the pup list? Can you still put him on, right? Wouldn't he to free up a roster spot?
I would think so.
So wouldn't you probably start him on the pup list or IR, I guess it would be for, is an IR also a 6 week deal? I have to look up I get confused on the difference.
I mean, even more so now, obviously that means, wow. I mean, I know you guys are going to talk about it, but R. Mason Thomas, the importance of that. And then, I mean, even FAU and all the other things that could come from that too.
Yeah. That's a huge loss though. Even if it's a month, certainly if it's the whole, you know, a whole season, this is a guy you were expecting to take a step forward. And it makes frankly, it makes the Emmanuel Ogba signing that much more important. Not that I'm expecting Ogba, Cody, to go out there and have six sacks, but I think we discussed Ashton Gelati as a rotational piece that showed promise last year that maybe we're hoping could elevate his game to a five sack guy this year. Well, now you're needing a ton from R. Mason Thomas immediately. You're going to ask way more from Ogba than you were planning on. And I think it's a fair question. Do they need to go out
and find a defensive lineman?
And find somebody else?
It does seem...
Depending on what their timeline is.
So he left practice early yesterday, or 2 days ago, right? When he left with the foot injury. And so maybe they already knew this when the Chiefs assistant general manager spoke to the media yesterday. And he said, we got ways of freeing up money if we need to. You and I have long said, I don't want them touching Chris Jones' number. But there's an extension for Creed Humphrey. There's extensions for other people. All that other stuff certainly can play a factor, I guess, at least on this end. But when you look at it, it's like they needed time. I think it could be like it sounds like you'd be lucky to probably get him back halfway through the season, maybe. So like that part could be there based on the quick research. It's funny. I searched plantar fascia rupture NFL and the two that popped up immediately were Peyton Manning did this once when he was playing quarterback, but it was only a partial tear. And Sean McVay, while coaching, did
the
it
thing
once
can,
of all things.
And everybody heals differently, but and people are bringing up Kyle Isbell. It's a baseball player versus a defensive lineman. I don't know if we can make the same comp. I mean, at bare minimum, I think we all recognize he's not playing at least until October, and that's being conservative. You know what I mean? I think that is best case scenario, but this could linger. Now, the reason why I'm confused on the timeline is Andy Reid called all the injuries falling under nicks and bruises. Okay, ruptured plantar fascia is not a nick or a bruise.
Yeah, no chance.
I don't think all the injuries fall under that category, with all due respect, whatsoever. You want to say that Josh Simmons has his back injury is a nick or a bruise? Fine. Rupturing your plantar fascia is not just a no big deal thing.
Funnily enough, Kyle Isbell did it this season for the Royals.
Well, I know that's what the text line was saying. Six to 8 weeks. But it's a baseball player. It's different.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
running and jumping and those things. He plays center field. So like maybe that's a reasonable timeline.
As of right now, my very, very limited knowledge of the situation or anything, I will say, I think Halloween would be an accurate earliest time to see Ashton Gelati.
Look, I'll be honest. He was not very high on my list of guys I thought were going to be like the most meaningful guys in the defensive line, but he was definitely in the rotation. You know who this is the most important for? Like the person who has to step up most in this news. Former first round pick Felix Anyudike Uzomah.
That's a hell of an opportunity for him.
That is legitimately the player who should be counted on to do more in this scenario. You're a former first-round pick. You've been in the NFL for years. You're playing for a future contract with some other team in the NFL. You got all the motivation in the world to put two good damn months on paper and actually do something with it. And so that part I feel like is of importance. And yeah, I mean, yeah, that's not a Nixon Bruce situation. But unfortunately for Gelati,
hopefully, I mean, if there is a such thing as a mild rupture, again, this is without, none of us are medical experts, so
I don't feel like mild and rupture, that's an oxymoron part of that, but that's fine.
That's what I mean. So like, if it's the milder end of a ruptured plantar fascia, as weird as that might sound to say, what does that look like? So we'll obviously try to get some more information throughout the show today. We're on till noon, and if not, I'm sure Tomorrow we'll have some more information and maybe get one of our medical friends on the show to find out a little bit more about what the timeline realistically is. But if you're just joining us, some breaking news from the final day of Chiefs camp. We know it's been a couple days for Ashton Gelati not practicing, and now Andy Reid saying that it's a ruptured plantar fascia for Ashton Gelati, and that's why we were mentioning some of the names that have to step up, even if it is on the milder end. You know, we're talking about, you know, the fact that you brought up Felix, I agree with you that it's an opportunity for him, but I think we have to be the expectation of what you're going to get from him. I mean, I'm not expecting anything, but you're right. It's a golden opportunity for him to completely change the narrative on his career. I still think the first guy that is obvious that has to step up here. You're asking now your second round pick and R. Mason Thomas immediately to become a contributor
and to play more snaps than probably you had hoped for in the early.
And my guess is Emmanuel Ogba is going to play a hell of a lot more than we ever thought.
Oh, I don't know.
Unless they pull somebody off the waiver wire from a team.
Von Miller.
Well, somebody that gets cut on the final cut on the only cut down day here in a week or two from another team. The Chiefs have a top 10 pick in the waiver order.
Which former Chief is a free agent is really all I should be asking myself. who's out on the street that used to play here?
Yeah, Joey Bosa is still a free agent, I think.
He is.
He's not a former Chief, right? Or did he sign somewhere?
Cormer?
I don't think so.
No, he hasn't.
He was on the Bills last year, retire, right?
Current free agent defensive ends are Hassan Reddick. It's a who's who of guys who used to be good. Hassan Reddick, Joey Bosa, Leonard Floyd, Uter Gross Matos, Kyle Van Noy. I mean, that's kind of the end of the list of people.
I mean, I think Bosa's worth a call on. I just think that there was a report, I believe, that he might just be done playing football. That's why nobody signed him yet.
Yeah.
Just because of the injury.
Well, these guys
history.
Are all out there for a reason, right? There's something.
It's
either
August 20th.
Yeah, it's either health, age, you know, what? There's something. There's a reason why you're still unsigned at this point if you're a vet. I think it's very fair to say. So we'll see over the next couple of days how this plays out. But significant news for, I think, one of the biggest question marks on the team already.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and again, defensive line. I'd be more worried if it was one of the guys I was counting on even more. But I don't want to pretend like this is nothing either. He was obviously going to be in the rotation amongst the defensive line.